Chris Christie, I'm Disappointed Tim Scott is Defending Trump. By Pam Key on July 23, 2023. Former Governor Chris Christie, RNJ, a candidate for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that he was disappointed his competitor for the GOP nomination, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, defended former President Donald Trump's actions on January 6, 2021. Anchor Margaret Brennan asked, the former Vice President Mike Pence was on another network this morning and said while the former president's actions on January 6 were reckless, but he's not convinced they're criminal. Are you? And why do you think other Republicans are moving away from this traditional sort of law and order identity that they typically embraced in the past? Christie said, look, I think because they're afraid of Donald Trump and the fact is I don't know and I want to see any indictment that may come in when I do. Margaret, I'm happy to come back on and give you a good evaluation of what I think of the effectiveness of the charges if they come. But what I will tell you is I heard Tim Scott yesterday say it's not really the president's fault. Well, the president invited them there. He incited them by telling them that the election had been stolen. And then he requested that they march up to the Capitol and, of course, like Donald Trump, said that he would march with them and immediately marched right back to the safety of the White House and watched what went on. He added, I want to see what evidence the special counsel has before I make that decision. I think that's the wise thing to do. But please, for folks, I'm disappointed in Tim that he would be sitting out there saying it's really not the president's responsibility. The president invited them there. The president lied to them and told them the election was stolen. The president asked them to march up to Capitol Hill while the votes were being counted. And the president sat there in the White House and did nothing while the attack went on. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.